Easy now. It's day 174. Oh, my God. This is a hashtag 365 with me, Alex Baker. Currently away now in a sort of... What would you describe this place as? Well, I suppose I'm staying in an Airbnb, basically, next to a place, like a country club type place, that me and my friends have gone to for the weekend. Last night was absolutely ridiculous. So we got here sort of like 2 o'clock yesterday, and it was just such good fun. We've had this in the diary for ages and ages and ages, this kind of this weekend away. Months we've had it in the diary for. I didn't realise it was going to start straight away after a day of drinking, and especially during a period of complete disruption for 365 and this journey that I've been going on. And I can't pretend to you that yesterday was any better. It was an absolute unmitigated disaster. I ate my body weight in food, didn't count any of my calories, completely out the window. Drank Prosecco and beer and rosé and, God, you name it. Picante de la Casas, oh God, it's the nicest drink in the world. It's like a chili cocktail, like tequila and agave. Wonderful. So, so we did that. Almost died on the way home as well, by the way, incidentally. And we got a taxi back to our Airbnb. And the driver was absolutely insane. I mean, he was driving about 80 miles per hour on these country roads. My friend Thomas, when we got out of the car and kissed the road as if to say, oh my God, thank you, we made it. And the driver kept saying to us, can you smell the brakes? I was like, yeah, bro, we can smell the brakes. He kept pumping the brakes, like, he'd drive 80 miles per hour and then just before, you know, the end of the road, he'd slam the brakes on. You know, and then he'd accelerate again and then slam the brakes on again. It's like, can you smell the brakes? Yeah, mate, we can smell the brakes. Why are you driving like a maniac? There's only like a 5-minute drive as well. Completely insane. So that was terrifying. I probably burnt some fear calories there, which that won't have helped.
Won't have helped at all. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's day 174. Oh, my God, there's a weigh-in tomorrow. Oh, no. I've got another day today where I can only imagine it's going to result in 3 enormous meals, lots more drinking, and probably some snacks. So I just think this whole period has been a write-off, hasn't it? I was about to say I think this week is a write-off. This whole period has just been a complete write-off. I'm so off the wagon. I don't even know where to start. I can't even see the wagon. The wagon's gone. This is a daily podcast about a guy who's basically failed at his challenge. But I'm just going to keep on going. No, obviously I'm joking. Obviously I'm joking. And like I said, I think a couple of days ago, this is like a period of disruption. And that happens in life, you know. Life chucks you these curveballs. Very enjoyable curveball. You know, this has not been a bad curveball. I've enjoyed every moment. But in terms of weight loss, it's been an unmitigated disaster. 16 stone 13 at my weigh-in last week. Nervous that I was going to hit 17 stone. And I reckon I'm already 17 stone now. If I look down at my body, I look much, much bigger than I felt for a while. Really bloated, really backed up. You know, so I just know that I'm carrying a lot of water weight. I look bigger again. So, yeah. But like, this makes it sound like I'm really depressed about it and really down about it. I'm not. I know what I've got to do. I know it. In my heart of hearts, I know it. Can you smell the brakes? God, that guy was crazy. I know in my heart of hearts what I need to do. It's just a case of getting through this period. I've got one more day. Today. Another day of drinking, another day of food, having a good time. And then tomorrow is a weigh-in and it's all about just getting back on it. I tried to do it at the start of this week and it was silly knowing that I had House Festival, which is our day of unlimited, you know, drink and food, and then going away. It was kind of foolish of me to think that I was out of that disrupted period and I'm not. So I just got to enjoy today, have some mental space from it all, And then see what the weigh-in brings tomorrow. Oh, my God, I'm going to be 17 stone again.